Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Thursday, May 9th. The U.S. says it'll start using a temporary pier constructed off the coast of Gaza to distribute aid to the besieged territory. That's according to a Pentagon spokesperson. This new maritime route for relief supplies comes as the World Food Program says no aid has entered Gaza by land from the south in 2 days. And aside from food and medicine, the head of the World Health Organization says they only have enough fuel to run health services for a few more days, at most.
Without more aid flowing into Gaza, we cannot sustain our life-saving support to hospitals.
But today, the Israeli military posted on X to say that dozens of aid trucks have now entered Gaza through the Kerem Shalom crossing, saying Israel is keeping the crossing open despite, quote, Hamas's constant rocket fire toward the area. Gaza officials say the crossing had been closed for the past 4 days. Russia is taking advantage of a, quote, window of opportunity to escalate attacks on Ukraine. Intelligence experts with direct knowledge say the attacks are ramping up between the passing of the new U.S. aid bill and the arrival of new weapons. CNN's Jim Sciutto, who broke the story, explains why the delay has led to devastating losses on the battlefield.
While that aid has been passed, the effects of it are not gone. And I've been told that the delay did have consequences in terms of lost territory by Ukrainian forces, but also Ukrainian commanders directly blame the loss of soldiers on the battlefield, increased number of casualties on the fact that they were so outgunned for the last several months.
Stormy Daniels' testimony has ended for the day in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. The defense at times sparred with the former adult film star, accusing her of making up her testimony of an alleged sexual encounter with Trump nearly 20 years ago. Next on the stand was Trump Organization bookkeeper Rebecca Minocchio, who was compelled to testify by subpoena. CNN's Ellie Honig explains why Minocchio is important.
So we're from the salacious to the mundane here. This witness may not stick in the jury's head like Stormy Daniels did, but this is really the crux of the charged crime. Michael Cohen pays Stormy Daniels directly through her lawyer, $130,000, a week before the 2016 election. But the crime really comes after that, when Donald Trump and the Trump Organization are reimbursing Michael Cohen what ends up being $420,000, the prosecution says, to reimburse him for those hush money payments. And the way they did that was they cut a series of checks, $35,000 each, one a month for a year, which adds up to $420,000. And what this witness is doing is detailing the process there.
An attorney for the family of a black airman shot and killed by a Florida deputy last week in his home is demanding the release of body cam footage from law enforcement. The family's attorney says a witness believes the deputy killed 23-year-old Roger Fortson when they went to the wrong apartment after receiving a call about a disturbance. The witness, Fortson's girlfriend, was speaking to the airman over FaceTime when he heard two knocks at the door. When he didn't see anyone through the peephole, he went to get his legally owned gun. Then a deputy allegedly burst into the apartment and shot him. The Okaloosa County Sheriff says the deputy acted in self-defense when he saw Fortson was armed and have put the deputy on leave pending an investigation. Coming up, calls for the head of a key federal agency to resign.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Some lawmakers are calling on the chairman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to resign after a report released this week detailed widespread sexual harassment, discrimination, and bullying at the agency. The report didn't find that Martin Gruenberg alone was responsible for the issues described by more than 500 employees, but it did document allegations that he lashed out at subordinates, especially when they delivered bad news or disagreed with him. Gruenberg didn't respond to a request for comment from CNN, and an FDIC spokesman says the chairman is working on making the changes recommended in the report. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.